Children, we just read the Psalm 121 together, and in it tells about the Lord being our keeper or watchman. So here's something the Lord teaches us in His second coming about the meaning of a watchman. In ancient times, the night was divided into watches. The last watch of the night and the first of the day was called the morning watch. Watchmen used to be up on the walls, looking out to see whether an enemy was coming and declaring what they saw by a shout. In the internal representative sense, watchmen mean the Lord, and their watch means His continual presence and protection. As in the Psalms of David, "Thy watchman will not slumber. Behold, the watchman of Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Yehovah is thy watchman. Yehovah is thy shade on thy right hand. The sun shall not strike thee by day, nor the moon by night. Yehovah will guard thee from all evil. He will guard thy soul." Watchmen also mean prophets and priests. Consequently, they mean the Word in these passages. "I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem. In all the day and all the night they shall not be silent, making mention of Yehovah. It is day. The watchmen shall cry in Mount Ephraim, Arise, and let us go up to Zion, to Yehovah our God." And speaking of the night when the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea, we read in Exodus, "This was the night of the watches of Yehovah." In other words, this was the night when Yehovah was guarding them through all the watches of the night. This means the Lord's presence with people who are in truth and good, and with those who are in evil and consequently in utter falsity. This is evident from the meaning of night as a state of damnation, and from the meaning of the watches of Yehovah as being the presence of the Lord and thence protection. For by the Lord's presence, those who are in good and thence in truth are enlightened, and those who are in evil and thence in falsity are made blind. Also, by the presence of the Lord, those who are to be raised into heaven are brought out from damnation, for they are withheld from evil and kept in good, and this by a strong force from the Lord. And by the Lord's presence too, those who are to be cast down into hell are brought into damnation, for the Lord presents Himself to them more completely, so they rush away from Him down into evil. This then is why that state and that time are called the night of the watches of Yehovah. Now, in the psalm, it says that the Lord never sleeps. But here's a story from the Word when the disciples sure thought the Lord was sleeping. "And leaving the crowd, they took Him as He was in the ship, and there were also with Him other boats. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves were rushing into the ship, so that it was now full. And He was in the stern, sleeping on a pillow. And they awake Him and say to Him, Teacher, dost Thou not care that we perish? And being awoken, He rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Be silent, be speechless. And the wind quieted, and there was a great calm. And He said to them, Why are you so frightened? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared with a great fear and said one to another, Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey Him?" And finally, we read from the Gospel of Luke where the Lord says that He is watching over even the least smallest things of our life. "And I say to you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body and afterwards have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him who has authority after he has killed to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 copper coins? And not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows." Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.